Akiak resident Lena Foss salvaged a broken dryer from the village's dump. She couldn't figure out how to fix it, so she went online.
First thing I did was YouTube how to replace a belt. But the internet was so slow, and I thought it was wasting gigabytes, so I turned that off before I completely finished how to fix that dryer.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's remote location is why it still lacks high-speed internet. That has excluded people like Foss from much of ordinary modern life.
And it's so embarrassing to check the bank by phone when I know, it's internet easy, but it's so slow.
One of her 460 or so neighbors in Akiak is Shauna Williams. She's got 5 kids and a full-time job. Then during the pandemic, Williams decided to go back to school for a college degree. She has the fastest internet plan available in Akiak, but she says it still can't handle video all the time, which means Williams attends her remote classes by phone.
So I have the meeting ID memorized because this is the most reliable way to join class.
Still, she pays more for internet access than most people in Akiak can afford.
$314 and some cents per month for internet that isn't reliable.
But once Akiak gets high-speed broadband later this month, Williams' bill will become a quarter of what it is now, and her internet speeds and data limits will more than double. Similar advances in broadband access are happening all across the nation. The main reason for this is because of COVID. That's according to Blair Levin, a broadband expert at the Brookings Institution.
It really focused the mind of everyone, Democrats, Republicans, governors, senators, on the importance of getting broadband everywhere and making sure that everybody could afford to get on.
Since the pandemic hit, the federal government made billions of dollars available to expand broadband. A good chunk went to rural tribal lands, some of the least connected areas in the country. But money was only a piece of the puzzle for Akiak. The tribe is also relying on satellite technology that just became available this year in Alaska. These satellites can deliver high-speed internet to rural areas that cables can't reach. Akiak Chief Mike Williams Sr. said the tribe was motivated to act quickly on these opportunities after seeing the pandemic's effects on learning in the village.
The kids have lost between year and year and a half of their education because of no technology, no internet at the home, and no remote learning. We may be forced to do a lockdown again, but we're going to be prepared this time.
Akiak will be the first community in the YK Delta to bring broadband internet to all its residents, but it won't be the last. At least 16 tribes in the region are following Akiak's blueprint to install broadband in their village. That's the sound of technicians installing broadband receivers in Lena Foss's living room. Foss watches eagerly, standing next to her broken dryer.
When I have internet, everything I need for this dryer will be ordered.
Foss says she could learn to repair her neighbor's broken appliances, too.
All this broken stuff would probably be fixed by YouTube. I would probably start a small business calling it YouTube. Fix it all.
And that's just the beginning of her online goals. Foss wants to be able to Google the laws around her native allotment lands, research grants for her village, and file her taxes online.
Internet will open my eyes, I think. I know it will.
For decades, the YK Delta has been left behind in the digital revolution. People here are excited to catch up. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.